always a big deal. It's been a big deal for many, many years, Sharon, with the Hormel Business Plan Entrepreneur Competition. Let me get that title right.
Right. You are right, Rich. And we are, again, starting with the competition. It opened up on November 1st. Our deadline is November 30th. We are accepting applications right now. And you really have the opportunity to win up to $25,000 in some cash to start up your business or expand your business that you have currently going on right now. Also, you have a wonderful opportunity to take a business writing plan class, which is a wonderful opportunity, because if you don't know how to write a business plan, this is your opportunity to learn. And not only that, it will stick with you for years to come and help you out financially that way.
This is year how many now for the business plan or entrepreneurship competition, Andy?
So the Hormel Family Foundation initially ran this, and they ran four different competitions. And yeah, you had winners like The Loop, Game On, Homespun. You had some really good winners come out of that. And then it was about 5 years ago that the college took it over, thanks to the Hormel Family Foundation. And then we adjusted it with the business plan part of it. So this is the third year in the second iteration of the Hormel business plan.
So it's been around for quite a long time, and as you said, benefited a lot of people, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I think the really exciting thing, just this last year, the Saltwater Hills Shrimp Company had their first invoice to Citadelli. And so you look at Tyler McCarty, who's starting the shrimp farm operation south of town. He was the winner last time. The time before that, Citadelli was the winner. So you had two previous Hormel winners, that were doing business with each other, and have both really improved our region. But then you have some people that have gone through the competition that weren't winners, that have still built great businesses. You got Otis Enterprises with Don and Mary Jo Longnecker, great overhead door company and small construction projects. You had Keystone Floor that was a part of this program. You had Southwest Environmental Engineering that went through this program. You have the restaurant up in Hayes Center that went through this program there.
Farkleberries.
And so you look at not just the winners, but ever since we had the business plan competition component, you've got, half a dozen to a dozen businesses that you recognize and are successful that weren't the champions but benefited from that business plan writing portion of it.
And I'm sure you stress that to them. Just because if you just don't win, it doesn't mean that your hopes and dreams are thrown away. No, that's not the case, is it?
Exactly. It is intense. This is an 8-week, 3-credit online class. Most people spend about 10 hours a week, and they're already busy people. I'll tell you, every time we run the competition, 4 weeks into it, everybody hates it. They're like, why did I sign up for this? I don't have enough time for this. I don't want to do the online learning. But then we go back a year later, and even the ones that didn't win, they're like, I am so thankful I went through that and got feedback from my classmates, got feedback from traditional age students, got feedback from an instructor. They all can see the benefit a year later. But if you enter, you've got to commit the time to get through this class.
If you have a hope and you've got a dream of getting your own business going, you got to go through it and keep it going, don't you? Yeah.
You do. And, last year we had 21 applicants in that month period that we opened up applications. So that's 21 people who had a chance. 14 of those were picked as semifinalists that went through the business writing plan competition. Then we went ahead and chose seven of those semifinalists to become finalists, and they gave their business pitch to a panel of judges who then chose from there.
That's terrific. And already with the November 1st come and gone, you're starting to get some folks that have already starting to say, hey, I'm interested.
Yes, we have had some interest, which is wonderful.
All right. What do folks need to do if they're hearing maybe this for the first time? November 1st was last week, a week ago Sunday, but it's not too late, is it, Andy?
No, go to the website, mpcc.edu. You can find the link right there on the banner about the Hormel Entrepreneurship Competition. The initial entry isn't going to take you a lot of time. We want some general information about who you are, what your business is. Got to get it in by the end of the month here. But, I'll tell you, it's such a beneficial opportunity. It's a regional competition that includes Chase, Dundee, Frontier, Hayes, Hitchcock, Red Willow, and Furnace counties. And so it's an entire region that goes through this. And you find you have enough different types of businesses. They all learn from each other and they all support each other moving on. So you got to get your application by the end of the month. Just a golden opportunity. In the end, we give out $25,000 in business grants There's a lot of business loans out there, not a lot of business grants. It's one of the biggest prize pools for any entrepreneurship competition in the state.
When is the official date of when it's the judge and everything takes place now? After you've gone through the course and the online work, when's that date?
April 23rd.
Wow.
That will be the actual competition. So there's a lot of things that happen between your November 30th deadline and April 23rd. First, we'll have an orientation in December. Then your business plan writing class will start in January. We will have a meeting in February in which we'll have some business entrepreneurs that are in town that they will come and answer your questions. We'll have an accountant, a lawyer, a banker on hand. That's really a great night for these students to learn a little bit of additional information about what it takes to become an entrepreneur. Then the business plans are due the first part of April. The finalists are chosen, so they'll have a few more weeks between the time that they turn in their application and are chosen to kind of update their plan, work on their presentation, and then that presentation day is April 23rd, 2021.
Seems like a long time away, but as we know in our lives, it goes pretty quick.
It does.
Yes, indeed. Any questions, more information, guys, they can feel free to call over the college. You have any stuff on your website, stuff like that?
Yes. So again, mpcc.edu. You can give me a call at 345-8123 if you have any questions. But we do want to stress that deadline is November 30th. We won't take any applications after that time.
All right. So get that in. November 30th is 2 weeks from this coming Monday. So get that in as soon as possible.
Yes.
Please. All right. Anything else this morning? EDC, Andy, going strong. Keep busy, aren't you?
There's always something going on. You know, the state just created this $10 million Rural Workforce Development Fund, and basically it helps communities and counties create a pool of money they can use to revolve, to get more money into workforce, housing, new construction, rehab. We're putting together a $750,000 application for Red Willow County for that, and we'll reach out to some of our major employers, some of our entities to try and raise our local match for that, but there's not a lot of homes on the market. And so we're really working with the state to try and create this fund to really try and work and increase our housing stock right now.
All right. He's always got something. That desk at work is just, you can't see it, can you?
Not most days. But, you know, we worked with BCE, with the college. We did a destination business course. We had four businesses go through that. You know, they're offering some courses now on how to create web pages, on how to use Google to search for stuff. So, I mean, the Hormel Entrepreneurship is a great component of business community education. But they have all sorts of programs, from one-even to multi-week programs, that really can help our businesses grow. We had Angela went through a QuickBooks class you guys offered. It was a two-day course. Fantastic. And she is good at QuickBooks, but she is able to add three or four things, keeps me on my toes there. So really keep up to date with what BCE is offering at Mid Plains, because I mean, it really can move your business forward.
And of course, Sharon keeps us posted every Monday in the Open Line program with all the new classes that you have coming up, right?
Yes, we do. And we really appreciate that time slot and being able to talk to the community and you about that.
You betcha. Any questions, hit the website. That'll give you all the information. The deadline, November 30th. If you have a hope, a dream of getting a business going, once again, with the backing, once again, of this, Sharon, hey, don't hesitate. Get your application in.
Yes, and I would also just like to take a quick moment to thank our sponsors, too. We not only have Mid Plains Community College, McCook Economic Development, we have Community Hospital, we have MNB Financial Services, Pinnacle Bank, and McCook Community Foundation. So we have some wonderful sponsors out there, and we couldn't do this without them as well.